So this first word on Easter night is a word of welcome. Many of you come from a variety of circumstances and places and traditions, and it's a great gift, a great blessing for us that you would choose St. Monica's to celebrate your Easter prayer. And we don't take that for granted. We are very grateful that you're here, and so that's why we do our best to make sure that it is something that you can bring with you, something that you can take with you, and that it is, hopefully, everything that you would hope and want on this great day. I know you're going out for a nice dinner with your family, so hopefully you'll take whatever we give you here today and make that a part of this great, great celebration. So welcome is our first thought. We had a tremendous week here at St. Monica's. We'd get a Good Friday and Holy Saturday night with all of our folks being baptized, and then today for all of the great liturgies. And on Friday, we had something we haven't done before. We did a dramatic presentation of the Stations of the Cross. So instead of just the traditional stations, we literally had folks dressed and out there, and they went out in the parking lot and out to the park. And it was just a beautiful remembrance of that great day. And I was standing in the park, and they took the three, the Christ and the two thieves, and they literally put them up on a cross. So there they were. They had the little waistband on, and there they were on the cross. And they had these kind of a platform. They were standing on it high and like this. And the good thief, PJ, who was here last night, actually, I had him repeat the words. PJ turned to Christ, and he said, "Jesus of Nazareth, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And I just began to cry. I know it sounds crazy, but because I've heard these words 100 times. But somehow the impact of this thief begging for the mercy of God. And I went up to this young man after it was all over, and I said, "I got to tell you something. I'm you, and you're me. I'm not a thief, but I mean, I'm a sinner. And so to hear those words, I thought that's exactly what I wanted to say on Easter Sunday. That this great gift that we are receiving is about the mercy and the forgiveness of our God. And my brothers and sisters, we are all in need of that mercy. I don't care what you call yourself. I don't care what other people call you. We are all people who are in need of the mercy of our God. And what Good Friday does for us is that it reminds us once again that you and I are so blessed that this love that Christ has for us is unreasonable. It's beyond anything that we can expect. We think that if we do good and if we respond well and if we do this and we do that, we get this. That isn't the love of God. With God, it doesn't matter. Whatever our sin, whatever our addiction, whatever our struggle, our God forgives us. We don't believe it. Because we're so locked in the way we act and the way we think and the way we respond to people. That isn't how our God acts. And so those words, remember me when you come into the kingdom. That's the words, my brothers and sisters, I want you to hold as a mantra all during this great season of Easter. It is the mercy, the love, and the forgiveness of God, no matter what, under no circumstance will our God not forgive us. And that's the hope and the reason for his death and resurrection. And then yesterday morning, I went out just to add a couple more masses to these great days. I said mass in the jail up in Malibu to the two facilities out there, Camp Miller and Camp Kilpatrick. They're detention facilities for kids that are 14, 15, 16, 17. And it dawned on me, while I was celebrating Mass for those two camps, I thought to myself, where would Jesus Christ first rise today? Where would he rise? I got to tell you, there. And I said that to those kids. I mean, their lives are broken. Their families are in disarray. I'm telling you, there's stories of these kids would turn your hair gray. But I believe that's where Christ would be, his first visit. Then he'd come to St. Monica's. And he did. He's here. And so on my way back, I was thinking about that. How do I match this life, my life, all the beauty, gifts, blessing? How do I match that with the struggle that goes on in the human condition? And I found this little thought. Please listen to this. This is my second message for you. Well, actually, my third. Welcome, forgiveness of our God, and then this. And I have one more. It's Walter Burkhardt. He was an old man when he wrote these things. He was about my age, actually. And he was a great homilist, great speaker. He taught others how to preach. And one of the great preachers of this nation. This is what he said. Think big. Love large. Press the powerful to humanize the horrible human condition that we find. Crush the drug empire at its source. Bring warring to the peace tables. Treat refugees like people and not political pawns. Reverence the earth before it rises to destroy us. Big thoughts. Then he says, but also think small as well. Listen to this. Love little. Listen to what he means. I mean, let your hand, your head, your heart go out to one man, one woman, one child who desperately needs what you have to give. It's Jesus all over again. While saving a world, the Christ still had time for each and every person. I don't know if that makes spiritual sense, but it's certainly a recipe for success. We think so big. We have all these great causes. We have the power and gift to do all kinds of things in our lives. That's the world in which we live. But if I don't treat you, my sister, as my brother, my sister, as one with me, what value is that? Who cares what we think? Who cares about our great plans? If in the process of doing that, there is so much arrogance in our lives that we forget those people, especially those who have so far less in our lives. This little girl came up to me tonight, and I've got a million things in my head, and I'm actually pretty weary by the end of this period. And she brought me this little flower. I brought it up tonight. And it stopped me dead in my tracks. I was worried about Dan. I was worried about the music. I was worried about our great servers here. I was worried about you. And this little girl comes up and hands me this little flower. And she says, Happy Easter, Monsignor. Now, I know that sounds, I don't know what it sounds like. Olivia, 4 years of age. That was her name. See, that's what really matters in our life. Yes, the big things matter. Yes, we have power. Yes, we need to do all those grand things. But we never should do it at the cost. Never, never, never at the cost of trampling on people. Of not reverencing people. Of not being kind to you. There's 15,000 people swarming around this place today. And I'm here. You. Does that make sense? That's how we follow Jesus Christ. That's how we live in the power and the gift of His grace. I don't do it well, I'm telling you. But I'm trying, I'm learning. And so, my brothers and sisters, we heard that beautiful gospel tonight. Roll away the stone. Did you hear it? Yeah. Any of you have a little stone that needs to be rolled away? I do. Maybe it's a relationship that you know darn well. It's just not right. But somehow it's stuck. stuck in that hole. Maybe it's an addiction. Maybe it's something we know and we're afraid we don't want to hear. We certainly don't want someone who loves us to tell us. We're stuck in it. Maybe it's, I don't know, some crazy habit that we have or some person we just can't seem to be able to build a relationship or forgive. Whatever that is. My brothers and sisters, tonight is the night. Roll away the stone. Yeah, roll away the stone. And we have the power and the grace and the gift to do that. That's why he came. That's why Jesus is here. To give us the power and the gift and the grace to make those critical decisions that literally change our lives. Roll away the stone.